This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Happy Thanksgiving. May your house and your belly be full today. As you gather around the table, mouth-watering for all those wonderful flavors of Thanksgiving, make a mental note of your favorite dishes that you might be able to plant in next year's garden. Imagine your table filled with dishes you partly created from your own bounty. Yummy and eco-friendly. My friend grew red potatoes. I snagged some from her and used the rosemary I grew and dried and roasted them. I happen to like homemade pumpkin pie, the kind made from mashing up real pumpkins you baked. I like the texture, but you can use a food processor too. As for decorations, well, if you've grown ornamental grasses, then bring some into the house. Add some red twig dogwood. I have some yellow twig too. And some gnarly looking branches you found scattered in your yard. Add some evergreen and tie some string and/or ribbon and you have a simple but elegant centerpiece. We're not Martha Stewarts, at least I'm not, but we can still create some fun stuff right out of our own backyards. And you can spray paint those branches too. Some berries may still be clinging to your mountain ash or viburnums. Harvest some of those branches and place in your centerpiece. Be sure to warn the kids not to eat them. Some of those berries are not only icky tasting, but can be poisonous. They also don't last long indoors. Mostly today is a day to enjoy each other in each moment you have with one another. There won't be another exactly like it. If you have an abundance, perhaps you could give to a local food shelf. There's much to be thankful for when we look for it. God bless you and yours from me and mine. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Contact me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. Send me comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.